This episode covers what truths hurt a marriage. You're sitting with something true, turning it over, trying to figure out if saying it out loud will bring her closer or just hand her a weight she can't put down. It gives you a 4-question test to run before you say the hard thing, so you know if it helps her or just relieves you. You've probably heard both instructions your whole life. Tell her everything. Some things are better left unsaid. Nobody ever taught you how to tell the difference in the moment it actually matters. For a lot of men, this confusion started early. Maybe you watched a parent get hurt by a small omission that turned into something bigger later. Or you told her a hard truth once, early in your relationship, and watched her face change in a way you never wanted to see again. Either memory teaches the same lesson, that truth is dangerous. So you learn to handle it carefully. That caution comes from somewhere real. You're a man trying to protect something you care about, using the only tool you had at the time. The problem is that caution alone doesn't tell you what to actually do the next time something hard needs saying. Here's the distinction most advice skips. Some truths are information she needs to make a real choice. Other truths are just weight you're moving from your chest to hers. A truth that connects usually changes something. What she understands about you, what she can decide, what you both do next. A truth that only unloads doesn't change anything for her. It just gives her something to carry that she can't put down and can't act on. Confessing a passing attraction to a stranger you'll never see again might feel honest, but if it's over and it changed nothing about your behavior or your marriage, telling her mostly hands her a picture she can't unsee in exchange for your own relief. Just breathe for a moment before you carry on. That's the ego version of honesty. It serves you first. Figuring out what truths hurt a marriage usually comes down to spotting that trade before you make it. So here's why the advice to always tell the truth falls apart in a real marriage. It assumes both people are equipped to handle whatever gets said, whenever it gets said. In a real marriage, timing and audience matter. A truth that would help 6 months from now, once you've actually stopped the behavior behind it, can wreck things if you drop it the week she's already stretched thin. There's a second mechanism at work, too. Guilt talks fast and thinks slow. When you're carrying something, your instinct says confessing will fix the discomfort. Often it just moves the discomfort onto her, and you feel lighter while she feels blindsided. That trade rarely serves the marriage. It serves the guilt. So here's the method. 4 questions you're going to run through before you ever say the hard thing. Question 1. Whose weight is this? Am I telling her this because she needs it? Or because I need to stop carrying it alone? If the honest answer is relief for you, slow down before you speak. Question 2. Is it active? Or is it over? Is this still shaping how I show up in this marriage right now? Or is it something that happened once and changed nothing since? A current pull towards someone, an ongoing habit, or a struggle still shaping your marriage right now needs to be said. A moment that happened once, years ago, and changed nothing about how you show up now, carries a different weight. Question 3. Can she actually do anything with it? Does this give her a real choice to make? Or would it just sit in her chest with nowhere to go? Real information lets her make a choice about trust, about the relationship, or about what she needs from you next. If the truth changes nothing she can act on, you're not informing her, you're transferring weight. Question 4. Am I ready for what happens after I say it? Can I handle her questions and her hurt without needing her to comfort me through it? If you need her to comfort you through your own confession, you're not ready to have it yet. If a truth passes all 4 questions, it belongs in the conversation. If it fails even 1, sit with it longer, talk it through with a therapist or a trusted friend first, or find the version of it that serves her rather than just your conscience. Now, let's get into the actual words. Here are 5 ways this can play out, depending on what you're carrying. Script 1. When you keep noticing an attraction to someone else. Your scenario. You keep noticing an attraction to someone, maybe a coworker, or someone in your social circle, and it's active enough that it's shaping how you act around them. Your setup. Pick a calm moment not the middle of an argument. Decide what you want from the conversation first, whether that's accountability, a change you're making, or simply not carrying it alone. Say this: there's something I need to tell you, and I want you to know up front that nothing happened. I've noticed myself feeling drawn to someone, and it's been on my mind more than I'm comfortable with. Just pause and let that sit for a second. I'm telling you because I don't want to carry this alone, and because I think you should know what's going on with me, not because I need you to fix it. Why it works: naming that nothing happened up front lowers her alarm before she hears the rest. Framing it as information about you, not a confession that demands forgiveness, keeps her from feeling ambushed. What happens next? She may ask questions. Answer them plainly. She may read this as a warning sign about the marriage, rather than a sign of your honesty. So don't get defensive if she needs a day to sit with it. Script 2. Telling her about something from your past you never disclosed. Your scenario: something from before your relationship, or early in it, that you never told her. It's been sitting with you, and you've decided the truth serves the marriage more than protecting yourself does. Your setup: be clear about why, now. If nothing has changed, and telling her would only relieve your guilt, run it through the four questions again before you go further. Say this: there's something from before us I never told you. I've thought a lot about whether saying it now helps you or just unloads on you, and I decided you deserve to know. Take a breath before you continue. Name the specific truth in plain, short language, no minimizing, no over-explaining. Then say, I'm not telling you this to be forgiven right now. I'm telling you because I want us built on the real version of me. Why it works: naming your own uncertainty about whether to share shows her you weighed this, instead of blurting it out. Keeping the disclosure short avoids burying her in detail she doesn't need. What happens next? Give her room to react however she needs to. Don't rush her to reassure you. Script 3. Telling her about a current struggle you've been hiding. Your scenario: something active, like stress you've been white-knuckling through alone, or a habit affecting your connection that's been invisible to her. Your setup: choose a private moment. Decide one specific ask, whether it's support, patience, or simply awareness, before you start talking. Say this: I've been dealing with something on my own that I should have brought to you sooner. It's been affecting how present I am with you, and I don't want to keep hiding it. Pause here before you go on. Name the struggle directly, then say, I'm working on it, and I wanted you to know what's actually going on instead of you having to guess. Why it works: leading with impact, how it's affected your presence with her, gives her the why now before the what. That order keeps her from filling the gap with worse assumptions. What happens next? She may want specifics on your plan. Have at least one concrete step ready, even a small one. Script 4. Telling her your desire for her has changed. Your scenario: your desire for her has shifted, and you've been avoiding saying so because it feels like it will hurt her more than staying quiet. Your setup: this truth passes the test because it's active, and she needs the information to understand what's happening between you. Delivery matters more here than in any other script. Say this: I need to say something hard, and I want you to hear the whole thing before you react. What I've been feeling toward you has changed, and I don't fully understand why yet. Give her a second before you keep going. This isn't about you being less. I think it's stress, or distance, or something specific if you know it. I'm telling you because I'd rather figure this out with you than pretend nothing's different. Why it works: asking her to hear the whole thing first stops her from stopping at the scariest sentence. Naming a possible cause, even a tentative one, keeps this from reading as rejection. What happens next? Expect hurt, even if you deliver it well. This kind of truth can feel like a verdict on her, even when that's not what you meant. Stay in the room, and don't retreat the moment it gets uncomfortable. Script 5. When you decide not to share the specific detail. Your scenario. You've run the four questions and the specific detail, a one-time thought. A moment that's over, something with nothing she can act on, fails the test. But it revealed something real about the distance between you. And that part is worth saying. Your setup. Separate the detail from the pattern. You're not hiding the truth. You're choosing the version that helps her, instead of the version that only relieves you. Say this. I've been noticing some distance in myself lately, and I've been thinking about why. I don't have a clean answer yet, but I know I want to close that gap with you. Let that sit for a moment. Can we spend more time actually connecting, not just coexisting? I think that's part of what's missing. Why? It works. This gives her the true signal, distance, and a wish to reconnect, without handing her a detail that would only cause pain with no way for her to use it. What happens next? Use this as an opening for more connection, not a one-time fix. Follow through with actual time together. This is where most men get stuck. So here's where it usually goes wrong. Some men confess everything at once, treating disclosure like a single event that clears the ledger, instead of pacing what she actually needs to hear and when. Some lead with the detail instead of the impact, opening with the scariest sentence first, and blindsiding her before she has context. Some need her to comfort them through the confession, which turns their own guilt into her job. Some wait for the perfect moment, which usually means the truth arrives in a worse way, discovered instead of disclosed. And some treat telling the truth as the finish line, then get frustrated when she needs more than one conversation to process it. Different men freeze or push through differently, depending on how they usually handle conflict. So here's how to adjust based on the pattern you recognize in yourself. If you tend to avoid conflict and keep the peace, watch for the urge to soften the truth until it's barely a truth at all. Say the plain version. Then let the silence sit instead of filling it with reassurance she hasn't asked for. If you tend to get defensive when confronted, watch for the urge to justify or add context the moment you finish speaking. Say the truth, then stop talking, and let her ask before you explain further. If you tend to get intense or loud under stress, lower your volume before you start, not during. A truth like this needs a quiet room, not a big moment. If you tend to shut down and go quiet under stress, don't retreat right after you speak. Staying in the room, even without more words, tells her you're not disappearing after handing her something heavy. The other side of this is accounting for how she tends to respond. If she tends to push for more information the moment something feels off, give her the full picture in one sitting rather than trickling it out over days. Partial truths will read as more hiding to her, and she'll keep pushing until she has it all. If she tends to go quiet after she's tried hard for a long time, don't assume her calm reaction means she's fine. Check back in a day later, even if she says she's okay tonight. If she tends to need space and time before she reacts, don't chase her for a response right away. Tell her you're available when she's ready, then actually give her the room. If she tends to withdraw first, even though you're usually the quieter one, resist the urge to overexplain to fill her silence. A short, calm invitation works better than a longer justification. Now, what happens if it goes badly? If she reacts harder than you expected, resist the urge to defend your timing or your reasons. Let her have the reaction. Come back to it in a day or two with something like, "I know that hit hard. I'm not looking for you to be okay with it today. I just want you to know I'm still here and still working on this with you." If she pulls back and stops talking altogether, don't fill the silence with repeated apologies. One clear acknowledgement is enough. "I'm sorry for the timing, not for telling you. I'd rather you know than wonder." Then give her the space she needs. What looks like coldness in the first few days is often her figuring out what she can trust again, not a verdict on the marriage. You just spent time with this because something true has been sitting with you, and you wanted to know if saying it helps or hurts. In the next 24 hours, run whatever you're carrying through the four questions before you say anything out loud, and pick one small, specific way to follow up afterward. Whether that's a short check-in, text the next morning, or simply staying in the room if she brings it up again. The ones that actually bring you closer are worth every bit of the discomfort it takes to say them. If you want to go deeper on this, you'll find the links right in the guide where you got this audio, or head to the Two-Way Intimacy Library page and look for the same title. The full guide, playbook, and checklist are all available as free PDF downloads. The playbook walks you through the key steps in a format you can work through on your own. The checklist gives you a quick reference you can come back to before a conversation. Hopefully, something you heard will help with whatever brought you here today.